Chapter 3. Good Taste. Spices of all kinds were a medieval fixation, but they had been a part of daily life for millennia. In 2600 BC, Egyptians fed spices to slaves building the Cheops pyramid. Wealthy Romans slept on pillows scented with saffron to ward off hangovers. A spice market on Via Piperatica, Pepper Street, was vital to the lifeblood of ancient Rome. It was the Romans who invaded Arabia over the cost of pepper, and whose legionaries, rugged men fond of marching into battle wearing perfume, introduced spices to northern Europe and Britain. In addition to aesthetic qualities, salt, pepper, and other spices concealed the aroma of spoiled food and helped preserve slaughtered meat, sometimes for months. As spices became a functional part of all levels of societies, it was only natural that they also became a powerful economic force. Spices weren't indigenous to Europe, though. They came from a tropical belt spreading from the monsoon-drenched Asian subcontinent east to the fragrant islands of Malacca, Ceylon, Java, and Sumatra. The journey from there to European palates was long and involved. Arab merchants traveled to India and the Spice Islands, then filled their dhows with cargoes of pepper, allspice, cinnamon, kasha, cloves, nutmeg, and vanilla. Then they sailed west again, riding the trade winds across the Arabian Sea to the Horn of Africa and into the Red Sea, that saber-shaped inlet bordered by northern Africa on one side and the Arabian Peninsula on the other. The cargo was offloaded in Syria near the isthmus that would someday become the Suez Canal. It was then hauled overland by mule and camel caravans into Egypt. After being loaded aboard a new fleet of ships in Alexandria, the spices were shipped northwest across the Mediterranean to Venice, where wholesalers waited to purchase them for disbursement to the apothecary shops and kitchens of Europe. Thanks to an exclusive arrangement between the Arabs and the merchants of Venice, dating to the 7th century, the Venetians were...